He's not stopping, Lisa Brady, Fox News. Russian President Vladimir Putin pressing on with his war in Ukraine, hitting more targets in the west and the east today, while a convoy near the capital takes up new positions. But NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Putin's larger plan is backfiring.
He wants to divide Europe and North America. But we stand more united than ever.
And it's about to get harder for Russia to trade. The U.S., EU, and G7 nations all moving to revoke Russia's favored nation status. The U.S. also banning imports of Russian alcohol, seafood, and diamonds. The U.N. says it's received credible reports Russia's using cluster munitions in Ukraine, violation of international humanitarian law. This during a meeting over Russia's claims it found biological weapons in Ukraine.
Russia requested the U.N. Security Council meeting, claiming the U.S. planned to use migratory birds to spread weaponized viruses from Ukraine to Russia. Ferit Hoxha, Albania's permanent representative to the U.S., described Russia's claims that Ukraine has bioweapons as, quote, part of information warfare.
False, unsubstantiated, part of the usual propaganda and the disinformation coming from Russia. Conspiracy theories not worth our time.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield was more blunt.
I will say this once. Ukraine does not have a biological weapons program.
She also called out China for, quote, spreading disinformation in support of Russia's false claims. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Russia is now demanding sanctions relief as part of the multi-nation talks aimed at restoring Iran's nuclear deal. European hosts for those talks say they're now on a pause. President Biden warning of a fundamental shift if Democrats lose the House and Senate this fall.
The only thing I'll have then is a veto pen.
But also telling House Democrats at a Philadelphia event not to give one inch on core values. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
More than 2.5 million Ukrainians have left their homes. President Zelensky offering special thanks to Poland, where more than half of those refugees have ended up so far.
Every single day, we see more and more faces who have just arrived. But there's a growing humanitarian effort. The shopping cart is filled with gloves and scarves and hats, and people have been coming, picking these things up along the way.
Fox's Alex Hogan near the Poland-Ukraine border. The most restrictive abortion law in the U.S. survives another round in court. The Texas Supreme Court ruling against another way for clinics to try to stop the restrictions, deciding that state officials, in this case medical licensing officials, don't have an enforcement role. The law bans abortion after about 6 weeks of pregnancy and encourages citizens to sue violators instead of relying on state enforcement. Spring break takes a dark turn for a group of students in Florida.
Cocaine laced with fentanyl almost cost a group of spring breakers in Florida their lives. Paramedics responded to an Airbnb rental and found six people in cardiac arrest from a drug overdose. That's according to the Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue Chief. The students used what they thought was cocaine, but it was tainted with the opioid that's 80 to 100 times stronger than morphine. That's according to the DEA. Just four of the students used the drug. The other two overdosed after attempting CPR on their friends. Narcan was used to revive the students. At least one is in critical condition. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
A late winter storm is about to explode over the U.S. Forecast to dump several inches of snow in the deep south and more than a foot near the Canadian border, with potential travel and power problems for many states in between. This even as most of the country also springs forward this weekend into daylight saving time, setting clocks ahead by 1 hour. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.